Yeah.
So I was yesterday afternoon, I was noticing my meditation when I was able to just kind of watch thoughts and they stopped pretty much arising, and they would just like they would just kind of be there. There would be this kind of sense at the surface of the thought that's going on for quite a while, but it's just no thinking. And then there was just this kind of underlying like restlessness or something underneath there, like wanting something more. Mm-hmm. And this sort of also conscious, like, this is it.
Yeah.
This is peace. where's the, why are we dissatisfied? So I kept trying to look at that restlessness.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got cold and I kind of was like, putting on cold. Just paying attention to that. And then I went back to my PD and started writing my journal and got distracted. And I just was really contemplating this, why is it that, this is what it's about, this kind of paying attention and peace that's arising and just, watching this experience. And then there's always this pulling away from it, or this, or that kind of the restlessness that comes out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there can't just be stillness.
Yeah.
So I was just trying to, is it just kind of continuing to keep working with watching that restlessness, watching that kind of distractibility from?
That's what I found particularly investigation of the sense of, like, the attachment to identification with the restlessness, and because there's something that is, at least it's solid. Whereas to let the mind become peaceful is all of a sudden it's not very solid anymore. And you realize what a threat to the sense of self peacefulness is, and to be able to investigate it from that perspective of, relinquishing of that sense of I and the sense of self and the identification with me and my thoughts, me and my agenda, me and my necessity of having to be counted all the time, and then developing a familiarity and a sense that this is where contentment can I just be content with this? I'm sort of contentment patience as well in that sense. Let me just be content and patient with this particular feeling. And it isn't sort of like, I'm going to be content and patient with this for an hour or 2 hours or whatever, but it's sort of like, with this particular feeling this year, can I just be content and patient with this? What's the obstacle to that? And then relinquishing into that. And that's where that working with contentment and patience, working with that quality of relinquishment. It's really skillful. That set of dhammas of impermanence, dispassion, cessation, and relinquishment. Those are really skillful tools for working with thought, with feeling, with the associations and memory, so recognizing their impermanence and developing that quality of one recognizing its fading, but then also a more proactive type of dispassion, and of course attending to the quality of cessation and ending. And then experimenting and with that quality of relinquishment, letting go. And it isn't as if it's, one decides to let go and then you let go. It's just sort of, it's a tool to work with. And then to see one sometimes recognizes, oh, the feeling of coolness and settledness and contentment that does arise with relinquishment and letting go. But then also on the other side, with relinquishing and letting go, the feeling of desperation and agitation that can come from that. You know, my God, what's going to happen to me if I actually let go? What's going to happen if I don't have this thought anymore? And you know, which is fine, you know, in the sense, because you're exploring that edge of the application of Dhamma, and then seeing how the mind reacts, and you're starting to understand the nature of the mind more clearly, so that it's. But those tools are important. It's not just sort of and using them in conjunction, because it's not just knocking the thoughts out with relinquishment, but it's like you're working with it and trying to understand more clearly how that tends to agitate the mind, or how that restlessness. And that's where the sense of viraka, of dispassion, is really, really helpful. Dispassion, disenchantment, seeing that kind of restless quality of the mind that will not let go, will not put something down, and not in terms of aversion, but sort of saying, you know, that, but it's worthy of something that's really worthy of dispassion and disenchantment. That this is an obstacle, but not seeing it as a personal thing, but seeing that's really an obstacle to peace, and so that it's seen as a Dhamma, and again, this is really important because we're the whole kind of rubric of the Dhamma Nupassana, sort of seeing things as phenomena as opposed to personal attributes.